Greetings, brother, and welcome to this free ejaculation control training. There's a lot of really good stuff here in this training, and when you apply it in your sex life and your entire life, you're going to see major results. It's going to create ripple effects, and you're going to be able to last longer in sex without worrying about ejaculating. You are going to increase the amount of pleasure you can experience in sex. You're going to feel more sexually powerful and confident. And you're going to increase the amount of pleasure you can give your partners during sex. So you can be that guy. You can be that guy that blows their mind in the sexual world. And it is a luxury to be able to be that guy. And it feels fucking amazing to be able to give that experience to somebody and to share that experience with somebody. So this training I've divided into 5 different parts. So the first section is going to be an introduction to the concepts that we're going to look at throughout this training, namely, what is premature ejaculation, and what is ejaculation control, and why is all this stuff important? The second section is going to be devoted entirely to actions that you can take during the sexual experience to be able to last longer without ejaculating. The third section, say for example, right now you're watching this, you know that you're gonna have sex later today. Maybe it's in 2 hours or maybe it's later on this evening. This third section is all about things that you can do between now and then to prepare your body and to prepare your mind and your physiology to be able to last longer in the sexual experience. So these are same day activities. The fourth section is devoted to longer term lifestyle practices that you can do on a daily basis that will shift your entire sexual response system so that when you get into the sexual experience, your body will be approaching it in a different way. These practices in section 4 are sort of like hacking your sexual response system to last longer. You're reprogramming yourself with this new information. And finally, the fifth section is full of things that you need to be aware of, that you need to look out for when you're on your journey of ejaculation control. So that's what you can expect in this training. And underneath this video, I've outlined the main points from each of those 5 sections, so you can use it as a bullet-pointed list to remind yourself of everything here. And I do recommend that you take notes. And you might be asking yourself, why am I giving you this training for free? And there are 2 reasons. The first reason is that I believe the world needs more sexually powerful men. I believe that sexually powerful men are going to be the men that create major changes in the world and the types of changes that I believe in and that I want to see. And the second reason is that when you go through this training and you apply all this stuff to your life and you see results, then it's probable, or at least more likely, that you might want to do a more in-depth program with me at some point in the future. And for me, sharing this stuff around sexuality and relationship and being financially compensated for it is much more meaningful than taking more photographs for a company that I don't know so well. And that's what I do for my day job. So those are my 2 reasons why I'm giving this to you for free. And the last thing I want to say before we get into the material is that if somehow you're on this page right now and you haven't gone through my email signup form from either YouTube or social media, definitely make sure to sign up on my email list at the bottom of this page, because that's where you're going to find out, you're going to be the first to find out about when my programs open up. All right, that's it. Let's move on to section number 1. I recently put out a survey about ejaculation and I got hundreds of responses from men and women. 95% of women say that they have had a sexual experience with a man who ejaculated too soon. And that is in line with the 93% of men that said that they had, at some point in their life, experienced ejaculating too soon also. The average woman takes around 20 minutes to orgasm. The average man, upon penile insertion into the vagina, takes anywhere between 2 and 5 minutes on average, depending on what study or survey you look at. So there's a disparity there. It's pretty great. And even if you're in a non-heterosexual relationship, if you are 2 men in relationship with each other, that 2 to 5 minute window, that's not very long. And you're not going to be able to get to the depths of intimacy and the higher states of pleasure that are available for you if you just ejaculate in the first few minutes of sex. So what is premature ejaculation? I define it as ejaculating before you want to. And if you have that experience regularly, you already know that it sucks. and it can create disconnection between you and your partner. It can lower your self-esteem. It can create anxiety in the sexual experience. For example, 40% of the men who responded to my survey say that at some point in their life, they have avoided a sexual interaction with somebody specifically to avoid ejaculating too soon. So that anxiety really impacts us. The next logical question is, why does this happen? Why is it difficult for us to control our ejaculations? And if you think about it, going back millions of years, if you've ever ejaculated before you wanted to, then you are winning in the evolutionary game of procreation. Because it wouldn't really make sense to make love for 30 minutes before ejaculating millions of years ago when you're in the middle of the jungle. There could be a tiger or whatever creature was alive back then that comes and eats you. Or maybe another group of humans that's your enemy comes by and kills you because you're taking too long to ejaculate. Our systems were designed to ejaculate easily. And today we have choice. We don't have to worry about being killed 20 minutes into lovemaking. We can choose to make love for an hour if we want to. We can choose to go into those higher states of pleasure that are possible. So if you are regularly experiencing premature ejaculation, it means that you haven't yet developed your ability to control and manage your sexual arousal, and you haven't developed your capacity to experience more pleasure without having to let it go through an ejaculation. And that's fine. All of us have experienced that. I've experienced that. And that's why this training is here for you. What is ejaculation control? Ejaculation control is essentially the practice of managing your arousal and your sexual response system. It's the practice of being intentional in your sexual experience and being intentional with your ejaculations. When you do it, how you do it, how often you do it, etc. And the word control can be a little misleading because it's not like we're sitting there like, controlling our ejaculations. I mean, in the beginning it might be like that, but think about a king sitting on his throne, ruling over his whole kingdom. He's not sitting there in his throne like, yeah, I got this, I gotta hold on, I'm gonna make it. You know, he's sitting there regally with ease. He's easefully enjoying his position as king. And ejaculation control might start off a little bit control-y at first, just like maybe the king started off that way, but eventually the practice turns into more of this regal, royal type experience where you are just in your ease and you are powerful. Moving right along to section number 2. This section is all about things that you can do during the sexual experience to prolong that experience without ejaculating too quickly or without worrying about ejaculating as much. So, the first thing in this section that you can do is immediately before you start having sex, pee, urinate, empty your bladder. And even if that means you take a pause during foreplay before penetration, go do that. Because the bladder inside the body, if you have a full bladder, it's going to press a little bit on your prostate, which is up inside your anal canal. And your prostate plays a huge role in orgasm, in ejaculation, and arousal. And if there's extra pressure on that area, it can increase the overall amount of pleasure that you experience, and it can push you more towards that edge of ejaculation. And if at any point during sex you notice you have to pee, you start feeling pressure in that area of your body, take a break and go pee. It'll help you out a lot more than you think it might. The second thing you can do during sex is to breathe deeply. So just real quick, take a deep breath with me right now. Think about the last time you ejaculated. Your breath probably went into a more quick rhythm and it probably became more shallow, more like that, right? And when you breathe in that way, it's going to push you towards ejaculation. But if you breathe more deeply and into your belly, then it's going to oxygenate your body, it's going to activate your parasympathetic nervous system, and it's going to let you chill out and spread pleasure everywhere. So my suggestion to you is while you're in sex, actually make a practice out of breathing deeply. And you're not going to notice it for the first couple breaths. You could take 2 deep breaths or 3 deep breaths and not feel very much. But if you commit to taking 10 deep breaths, full deep inhales and exhales in a row while you're having sex, then you, my friend, are going to experience a shift. And it's going to be easier for you to last longer without ejaculating. The third thing you can do during sex to last longer is to make noise. So if you think about why ejaculation happens because there's a buildup of tension. In your body, there's a buildup of tension around your genitals, and usually in the rest of your body, there's a buildup of muscular tension as well. And there's a buildup of mental tension when we're nearing that point of ejaculation, right? Like our focus goes there, our mind goes there, and it's like, oh no, oh no, oh no, I'm about to come. And it's like single-pointed focus right up until, oh, there it is. Then it happens. So making sound with our voice is a great way to discharge some of that tension. And discharging that tension is going to ease us away from that point of no return, which is the name given to the point where you've experienced so much pleasure that you've actually gone over that edge and you can't stop ejaculation. It's just gonna happen. You know, most of us as men are quiet during sex. And many of us leave our partners wondering, like, what the fuck is going on with this guy? Like, when I think back on my life, I used to have sex without making any noise at all, and then I would come. And my partner would be like, where did that come from? And, you know, there's so many reasons why we don't make noise in sex. And this video is not about that. This video is to encourage you to make noise because it's gonna help you last longer in bed. So what noises am I talking about? I'm talking about full, deep sighs of pleasure. So you're already gonna be doing that deep breathing. Add on a deep sigh at the end of that while you're making love. So, like that. Do that 10 times in a row. See what happens. It's gonna make a major impact on your experience. And I can almost guarantee that the person you're with is going to love it too, because they're gonna have this feedback of noise and breath. And that's gonna tell them, oh, this person's enjoying this experience. Awesome, I'm gonna do more of this, or whatever. And if you need to start off with small sounds just to begin to get comfortable making sounds during sex, by all means do that. You know, things like mm, 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 oh, like that sort of thing is great. But push yourself and try to get to that point where you can like that kind of a thing. That is fucking awesome. People love it, and it's gonna help you move your energy. And it's gonna help you get into that animalistic, fiery, wild creature part of yourself that people love in sex too. And when you're fully embodied in that way, that's gonna help spread sexual pleasure throughout your whole body and not have it focused so much in your genitals. So like, bring out that wild side and like, yeah, go for it, make sounds. All right, the fourth thing you can do during the sexual experience is don't rush to penetrative sex. Spend longer in foreplay. And while you're in foreplay, breathe deeply and make the same sounds that I was just talking about. So use this opportunity to explore your partner's body. Notice their hair. Run your fingers through their hair. Notice the way the light shines off of their lips. Notice their hips. Notice that crease that goes right where their hips meet their leg. Notice all this stuff about them and breathe into it with ease. Remember that kingly presence that I talked about earlier in this training. See if you can access some of that here in this foreplay session before you move into penetration, and draw it out. Draw it out. Remember, women take on average around 20 minutes to orgasm. Men take 2 to 5. So take your time. And when you do get to penetration, don't just go for it and start fucking like an animal. Take your time. Move really slowly. You know, most women are used to men getting inside them and just bam, 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 going for it, and then coming too early or numbing out and just fucking like a jackhammer and being disconnected from them. You know, it's interesting. 90% of the women that I surveyed also said that they had had sex with a man who could last forever, but over 50% of those women had a negative association with that experience. So it's not just about being able to last forever, obviously, because of all these people's negative experiences. It's about the presence and the connection and the pleasure that you bring to your sexual interaction. One thing you can try here is that when you enter your partner with your cock, just stay still and hold them in that place and breathe together. Take on the role of sexual leadership and guide your partner through some deep breaths together. You can run your hands through their hair. You can run your hands down their back, massage their shoulders even. Just take a moment to sit in stillness with your partner when you are inside them before you start moving in the sexual experience. That's gonna do a lot to open whoever is receiving up. And slowly, slowly bring movement in like a long building crescendo. Again, don't just like jump into the pounding. And a benefit for you of going slow is that you get to warm up to the sensation of being inside your partner. You get to let your system acclimate to that and prepare for this new environment. So, you know, it's NBA isn't really a direct comparison to sex, but if you think about the professional basketball players, they don't just like get off the bus and jump right into the game. They take a while to warm up and stretch and move their body in a way that prepares them for going into this new environment. In the same way, moving slowly into the penetrative and more quickly penetrative sex experience will help you warm your system up and last longer without ejaculating. And remember, don't be afraid to pause at any point during the sexual experience if you're finding yourself getting too close to that point of ejaculation. It is okay to pause. Most people in my survey and most people in all the other surveys that are out there say that what is more important to them is connection than like going for it like that. You know, so if you need to pause, stay connected to your partner and kiss them or go down on them, pleasure them with your fingers. Just take that time to do something else. And while you're taking that pause from fucking or receiving pleasure, again, breathe deeply, make sounds. That's going to help you move your energy so you move away from that point of no return, that point of ejaculation. And the last thing here in this section, this is very, 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 very important, is that if you do ejaculate before you want to, that is okay. It's okay. And how you respond to this is going to make or break your sexual experience. Think about this. If you ejaculate before you want to and you're in there with this person and you're just like, ah, oh, damn it. And your shoulders hunch and your voice gets down and you lower your head and you visibly and audibly seem ashamed and anxious, what do you think that's gonna do to the other person? That's gonna put them either in a caretaking role or a place of pity, right? But what if you ejaculate before you want to and you're just like, ha, wow, you felt so fucking good. I just couldn't control it. Man, whew, that was awesome. Thank you. And then you continue to pleasure them and you stay there in connection with them. Maybe you go down on them. Maybe you just hold each other for a bit and then you pleasure them some more. Ejaculation does not have to be the end of the sexual experience. And remember this, is so important. How you respond to your ejaculation is huge. It's so, 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 so important. Remember, all the people in all the surveys said that connection is more important to them than being able to fuck forever. And chances are that after a little bit of pleasuring your partner after you've ejaculated, you will be able to have an erection again, and probably you will be able to last longer with that erection since you just ejaculated. So take it in stride, roll with it, and you'll be good to go. All right, moving on to section number 3. This section is all about things you can do to prepare yourself for sex later on today. So if you're about to have sex in 20 or 30 minutes, here's what you should do. Get into your body, get out of your head, go do 50 jumping jacks, then do another 50 jumping jacks. Do 20 push-ups, do plank pose, do some sit-ups. Just get into your body and out of your head. Because if we're all in our head about the sexual experience, then we are more likely to ejaculate too soon, or we might not even be able to have an erection because we might be worried about ejaculating too soon. But if we're present in our body, then we're just going to be there for the sexual experience. And on the emotional, energetic level, would you rather have sex with somebody who's all caught up in their head about the shit they were dealing with earlier in the day? Or would you rather have sex with somebody who's right there, ready to go, and excited about connecting bodies with you? Probably the latter. After you've gotten into your body, the next thing you can do is to relax. Reduce tension. Activate your parasympathetic nervous system. Breathe deeply. You know, the same breath that I was talking about in the last section, you could sit down and take 20 deep breaths and try to relax into that kingly presence that I talked about while you are taking those deep breaths. No rush, no agenda. Just see if you can give that to yourself and embody that embodied ease. Another thing you might want to do is to stretch your legs and to stretch your groin. So that is going to help bring more blood flow to your lower half of your body and to your genital region, and that's going to just allow more movement there physically and also energetically, so the pleasure doesn't get stuck in your genitals, but it spreads out throughout your entire body. Another thing to do right before sex is to remember that it's okay if you ejaculate. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's about how you respond to your ejaculation. Even if you ejaculate before you wanted to, your response is everything. So take a little bit of that pressure off and just have fun with it. You know, it's, you know, in that survey that I asked people, I asked all the women another question about whether or not they had had sex with a man who was intentional with his ejaculations. And all of the women who had had that experience, I think it was like 48%, all of them, except for maybe like five, said it was amazing and their favorite. You know, they'd say like, it was my favorite sexual experience of all time, or my best lover, or anything like that. The people who didn't say that said that the men were too worried about not ejaculating to be fully present for the sexual pleasure. So take a little bit of that weight off and just enjoy. So those are some things you could do right before sex. And again, pee, empty your bladder. If right now watching this, you are a few hours away or many hours away from having sex later today, then you have more of an opportunity to do a couple other things that are really gonna help you when you get into that sexual experience. The first one of those would be to do some form of cardio exercise, aerobic exercise where you get your heart rate up for an extended period of time. My preference is at least 20 minutes of that. And that's gonna get the blood flowing in your whole body. That's gonna activate the blood flow in your brain. And that amount of aerobic exercise has been proven by all sorts of studies to increase your mood, to increase your overall happiness, to increase your feelings of connection and presence with people too. And that's gonna translate into your sexual experience later in the day. And that's just gonna bring more aliveness to your whole body. So when you get into that sexual experience, you're not all caught up in your head, but you're right there. Another thing you could do is go to a yoga class. Yoga is really, really good for A, you know, stretching your body and getting more into your body, but B, if it's a good yoga teacher, they're gonna encourage you to breathe with intention. And that deep breathing, the more you do that through every part of your day, the more you are going to be likely to do that in a sexual experience. And the more you're gonna train your body to breathe deeply in general. And those deep breaths, again, are going to reduce tension and create more ease in your body. And it's going to move you away from that point of ejaculatory inevitability. And it's just going to allow you to feel more pleasure. A couple other things you could do is not drink a bunch of caffeine if you know you're going to have sex later in the day. If you can avoid it, all that extra stimulation can sometimes create more of a pressure in your system, and that pressure, if you're not really good at managing that, it's more likely to come out your cock in the form of an ejaculation because it's too much pressure, too much pleasure to hold. So you could avoid drinking a lot of caffeine. And another thing you could do is drink a ton of water. Make sure you're hydrated. And that's good for just life in general. And it's good for this because it's gonna help your circulation, it's gonna help your body feel like it's more in a state of homeostasis and less in any amount of stress at all. Basically, anything you can do to remove stress from your life before you get into the sexual scenario, it's going to make it better for you, better for your partner, and it's going to make it easier for you to not ejaculate. All right, let's move on to section number 4. This section is all about practices that you can do every day that are going to have a cumulative effect on your sexual response system. These are practices that are going to deprogram and reprogram your sexual response system to experience more pleasure in the sexual container, and they will also increase your ability to last longer without ejaculating. And these things will have a major, major impact on both of those areas if you do them consistently over time. So, the first one is to change how you masturbate. And this is major. I can't stress this enough. Most of us as men have developed some really unhealthy masturbation habits. And when I say unhealthy, I can mean a couple different things. Specifically in this context, I'm talking about if my goal of health is to be able to last as long as I want in bed, then I'm being unhealthy by training my system unintentionally to not last longer. So what do I mean by that? I mean that if I'm regularly masturbating for only 2 or 3 or 4 minutes before I ejaculate, and that's all I do, then I'm training my entire sexual response system to go from 0 to ejaculation in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm never giving myself or my system the experience of going from 0 to ejaculation in 20 minutes or more. So how is my system gonna even know that that's a possibility, right? It's going to be habituated into wanting to ejaculate around that 2, 3, or 4, or 5 minute mark. So the first thing you can do, and I know it's gonna take some work because I had to come up against all this resistance too, the first thing you can do is to elongate the amount of time you masturbate. I've actually started a practice of setting a timer, and I will masturbate for a minimum of 20 minutes, and I recommend that you do that too. And I also recommend that you don't masturbate for any amount of time less than 20 minutes, so you can start to reprogram your sexual response system. And there are a couple of stipulations to how you masturbate during this time as well. So, number one, don't watch porn while you masturbate. That's huge. Why? Because porn fills us with all sorts of unrealistic expectations of what sex looks like, and also it just floods and bombards our brain with these images of little, you know, like cutouts of people's bodies doing things, right? It's not showing us actual human interactions for the most part. We're getting aroused by millions of pixels on a screen, and it tricks us, it fucks with us, and it fucks with our abilities to be aroused by a real person right in front of us. So don't masturbate to porn. When you do masturbate for these 20 minutes or more, focus on your sensations of pleasure throughout your entire body. Don't just touch your cock the whole time. Touch your shoulders, touch your face, touch your nipples, touch your chest. Touch your legs, move your body around, and really try to enjoy the experience. Don't just go for 20 minutes because you're trying to reach that goal of 20 minutes. Get lost in the pleasure. And while you're getting lost in the pleasure, breathe deeply and make sounds. And I can't stress to you how important this is. If everybody out there self-pleasured, masturbated for at least 20 minutes each time and focused on the pleasure and breathed deeply and made noise, we would be a long ways ahead of the curve in terms of ending premature ejaculation out there. Do not underestimate this practice. Give yourself a schedule to do this at least 3 times a week for the next 4 weeks and see what happens. I guarantee you it's gonna make a difference in your sex life. The next long-term practice you can do is more of a lifestyle shift, and that is to cut out porn entirely. Just don't watch it. There's a lot of reasons why, but I'm gonna hit on a couple that surround ejaculation right now. So think about how porn reinforces this idea of ejaculation being the peak sexual experience for a man. The majority of porn that's out there is all about being a build up to the ejaculation, and then as soon as the ejaculation happens, the porn's done, right? It ends within like 5 or 10 or 20 seconds of the man having an ejaculation. And that just reinforces this idea of pleasure as ejaculation. It usually doesn't show men experiencing pleasure and being lost in the pleasure of sex. It usually just shows close-up parts of people fucking or people licking parts. It doesn't show that interaction piece, right? So it's reinforcing this idea that ejaculation is the goal. And it creates a reward circuit in our brain. When we see ejaculation, we associate that with pleasure. So then when we get into the sexual experience with another human, that circuitry, that program is going to impact us, and it's going to push us more towards ejaculation. There are, you know, cum shot compilations out there, right? There's tons of them where you can just see a guy come over and over and over and over again. And each time you watch that, you're reinforcing this idea of ejaculation as pleasure in your brain, and you're rewarding this idea, and you're programming yourself with this program that's going to impact your sexual experience with another human. It's just impossible for it not to affect you that way. That's not how our, you know, our brains don't work like that. Everything is connected. And I know that sounds new age, but it's true. Everything we take into our system comes out in some other way. So if we're constantly watching porn, it's going to come out in some way, whether that's how we talk, how we act, or the thoughts that we have. Everything creates an impact. And one final piece about porn right now is that it creates incredibly unrealistic expectations of what sex should look like and how to perform, right? It shows videos of men just fucking, change position, fucking, change position, fuck, over and over and over again. And what you're not seeing is that in each one of those changes of positions, there are changes of camera angles, right? So these men are taking a break, probably, to move their sexual energy, to integrate that so they can pause and move away from ejaculation, right? Some of these scenes might even be filmed over the course of days. We don't really know. All we know is that it's a 6-minute porn or a 12-minute porn of this guy just fucking constantly with all these different camera angles, right? A, most people don't want to be jackhammered constantly, and B, it's just unrealistic to expect that anybody's gonna do that. So that's a big piece, I know, and if you're used to watching porn multiple times a week, this could be really challenging for you, and I get that. I used to be addicted to porn as well, and what I had to do was to develop a plan of action so I could interrupt myself if I ever felt that pull to watch porn. I made a plan that instead of doing that, I would immediately get up and do 20 push-ups, or I would immediately go outside and do 50 jumping jacks, or I would do something to get in my body to remind myself of why I didn't want to watch porn. And that's a much larger conversation, and I'm going to make a YouTube video about that in particular, and I'll link to it in the text down below when it's finished. But yes, again, stop watching porn. That's a major, major thing you can do. The next lifestyle practice you can do to improve your ability to last longer in bed is to regularly exercise, regularly strength train, regularly get cardio. And there are a bunch of reasons for that, but the main ones are that you want to be able to be strong in the sexual experience. You want to be able to have endurance. And if you're going into the sexual experience and you have sex for 5 minutes and then you get tired, your body is going to go into a little bit of a stress response because you're not going to be able to hold yourself up or hold your lover up as much. And that little bit of stress is going to create a little bit of extra tension in your body, and that's going to push you towards ejaculation. Because remember, tension is a cause of ejaculation. So strength and endurance is going to reduce your overall amount of tension in the sexual experience. And when you regularly exercise, you get all these other benefits that are proven in countless studies, like increased neuroplasticity, increased ability to learn and memorize things, increased happiness, increased confidence. You get all this stuff, and you better believe that that impacts your sexual experience. It absolutely does. I'll leave this section at that right now. Section number 4 highlights are change how you masturbate, stop watching porn, and exercise regularly. If you do those 3 things over time, you are going to majorly improve your ability to last longer in bed without ejaculating, and you are going to increase the amount of pleasure you can experience. Moving right along to section number 5. This section is all about things that you need to be aware of and watch out for when you're on this journey of increasing your sexual abilities and rewiring your sexual response system. The first one of those is I want to point out the topic of Kegels. And we didn't really talk about Kegels in this video, but Kegels is a term used to describe a set of exercises you can do with your pelvic region to strengthen it by squeezing and releasing it and to increase your ability to last longer in bed. And it's all over the internet as like the answer to this problem. And what in actuality, regularly doing Kegels can hurt you. It can put your pelvic floor into a state of hypertension. And we don't want that because tension leads to premature ejaculation. It's why you have a lot of men out there who've done Kegels every day for 40 days, like militantly, you know, just on it, Kegel, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And they still struggle with premature ejaculation. And that's because, well, for an analogy, when's the last time you did 50 squats every day for a month without giving yourself a chance to rest? Hopefully never, because you're gonna create all sorts of problems in your legs, right? It's just not a good idea to do that. So there's a healthy way to do Kegels, and there's a non-healthy way to do Kegels. And that's a topic for another discussion entirely, but just to be aware of, don't just do Kegels all the time, every day, if you've heard of that. The second thing you should be mindful of is to not focus too much on not ejaculating while you're having sex with somebody, because that's just going to take you out of the experience and it's going to kill your connection with that person. And that, again, is the source of a lot of discontent I've heard from women about men who go down this path of ejaculation control. They say things like, you know, he could last for longer, but he was so caught up in worrying about not coming that it was as if I was having sex with a robot. Don't be that guy, you know. This is something that takes time to learn, and it's okay if you ejaculate early. Just practice. Take it in stride. Laugh about it. Say thank you. It felt amazing. And move on. The next thing to be mindful of is to not isolate yourself with this material. So don't be the only person in your friend group that knows about this kind of stuff. Talk to people. Normalize this. Definitely talk to your sexual partner or partners. Tell them that you're trying these practices and that it's for their pleasure and your pleasure. See if they'll work with you a little bit. Just open a dialogue to normalize this kind of stuff and normalize the fact that every guy comes before he wants to sometimes. And most and almost all women have experienced that too. And it's just part of the deal. It's just part of the deal of being human. And the more you can normalize this stuff, the more ease you're going to experience in the sexual context and the less tension there will be and the less likely you are to ejaculate early. All right, brother, this is the end of the training. Thank you for giving this to yourself. And if you're going to take away just one thing from this training, here's the one thing I want you to do. And that is to change how you masturbate. Completely change how you masturbate. Masturbate for at least 20 minutes every time. Don't masturbate to porn. Allow yourself to drop into the sensation of pleasure everywhere in your body and touch your whole body and make a practice out of that. Don't masturbate for anything less than 20 minutes. And do this at least 3 times a week for a month and see what happens. I guarantee you it's going to change your sex life. I guarantee you it's going to increase your ability to last longer in bed. So let's say that you do all these practices in this training for a month and you start to experience major shifts in your ability to last longer in bed and you're experiencing more pleasure and your sex is becoming just more awesome in general. What do you do next? How do you go deeper? I have a 5-week orgasmic mastery course that I'm putting together that is for men to do a deep dive into this material to completely rewire everything around ejaculation and orgasm. It's going to teach you how to have multiple full body orgasms. It's going to teach you how to intentionally choose when to ejaculate, how to get more pleasure out of when you choose to ejaculate, and to have just better sex in general. We're gonna look at tantric and Taoist sexuality, the internal energetic systems, and how to bring more energetic sexuality into your life, and how to transmute that energy and sublimate it to be able to use it for anything that you want to use. So if that's something that you're interested in, definitely stay tuned. You're gonna be getting an email about this if you're on my email list when it comes out, or when it opens up for more men to enroll. And yeah, thank you again so much for going through this training. It's been an honor to be here with you. Please reach out on Instagram or via email if you have any questions. I look forward to hearing from you. Talk to you soon.